Monday was this station's 17th anniversary, 17 years as America's favorite radio station. And so all week long, we've been taking votes on the P1's favorite moment in those 17 years. And I bet we have had 200 different moments nominated. Getting a lot of votes, some of the bits that you will hear now in this segment as we look back at some of those great moments.
Yeah, a lot of comments have filtered into GordonKeith.com. I posted up an open forum for the P1s to share their memories. 260 so far, Junior.
Mm-hmm.
260. A couple of things that I'd forgotten about. One guy reminded us, do you remember there was a dude that showed up at one of our road shows at a driving range wearing a gorilla suit and holding up a sign that said, "Jabari just touched home." And it was like right after DPD shot and killed Jabari.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Another P1 says his favorite line of all time on the ticket was when Fake Nolan was talking about Ron Washington being homeless, and he said he was sleeping in the dugout, so I went over and knocked the wilted lettuce off his trench coat and woke him up. Why are you not laughing, George? There you go, he's laughing now. There. Fake Wade seeing a 30-foot camel toe on the video board. Another favorite line of somebody. Several people mentioned when we were talking about a nudist resort, and we talked about standing at the bottom of a ladder looking up at your dad as he's climbing a rock wall or a ladder or something, and his baloney hanging out the side of his thigh, just kind of resting on the thigh there. I said he was cry laughing at that. Remember when I interviewed the ex-con and we got a drop from when he said, "You got handle up on your business."
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we never hear that drop anymore.
Whatever happened to that?
I don't know. We're going to have to try to pull that out of mothballs.
Is that the same guy that said, "Break that down, playa"?
I think so. Break that down, playa. And then we come to these. These were classic moments that P1's nominated that we were able to get a hold of. This first one was in year two of the ticket. Maybe even year one. I think it was year one of the ticket. And we had a guy on our air named Chuck Cooperstein. I don't know what market he's in now. He's since moved on.
He's still here.
But we used to prank him. And I think there's a little bit of controversy as to how this came about. Because I heard Corby talking about it one day on the Hardline. He claimed he did this. And I thought that I had done this to Coop. We would send in fake faxes with fake names trying to get Coop to read the name. And one of the names that we tried was
Harry Cox.
C-O-X, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Coop fell for it. And the whole email was setting up the fact, this name. Because Harry was claiming that he'd had weight problems and had been a large man his whole life. So then Coop reads not only the guy's name, but his adjective in front of it.
We're Harry Cox. Big Harry Cox.
Oh, we celebrate. You would not believe how much we were jumping up and down in celebration. Giggling, punching each other in the balls, having fun. Okay, another classic moment. Rhymes with
Big Harry Cox
was when Mike was trying to tease the next segment on the Hardline, and they played a drop perfectly timed. It was a fake band name that he had read several weeks and months before, and they took that drop and they perfectly placed it during a Mike Reiner tease.
My sister's Stinky Box.
Oh my God.
No,
somehow we have played the wrong one.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that's the only one I found.
Let's get on to the full bits that we have, or at least the not 1 second bits.
Oh, okay, this is Davey as he's doing a ticket ticker, and he got to laughing.
Despite the fact that traces of cocaine were found in his pee-pee, the death of Julius Irving's son Corey has been ruled accidental. Last month, the 19-year-old was found submerged in his car in a pond near the family's home.
It's called the schlong.
Sorry, it's a death.
Wrap it up, you're done. You'll never recover.
It's a death, and I'm trying to be serious. Investigators say trees obscured the view of the pond, and Corey Irvin was found in the back seat, evidence that he was trying to get out. That's Ticket Ticker Service of Burger King. Gosh. Visit Burger King now and get two Whopper sandwiches, America's favorite burger, for just $2. two juicy frame-broiled Whopper sandwiches for $2 at Burger King. Price of participation may vary for a limited time only. I'm Dave Lane reminding you to get select ticket t-shirts while they last for just $10 during our summer clearance sale online at www.theticket.com.
Worst thing to laugh at.
That's my favorite, anybody losing it during a ticker moment.
Horrible time to get the giggles. The most voted, the most highly voted moment of ticket history is still my stupid arrest in Green Bay. I was up there with the Hardline Broadcasting, went out on Lambeau Field, ran some pass patterns, yelled out some offensive stuff, maybe spit on the Green Bay logo, I don't know. And I was arrested for this, the only time in my life I've been arrested. And it unfolded on the air for about 10 minutes, and people were riveted to their radios hearing what was going to happen. I mean, they heard the cop approach me from behind, running up, grabbing my phone out of my hand, turning it off. And then, you know how the Hardline handled it?
Ignored it.
They ignored it, pretended it didn't happen. Instead of milking, you know, 3 more hours of great radio out of it, they just ignored it. And then finally
the
they came and
cat.
Yeah, and finally they came and bailed me out. So there was two things they ignored in ticket history on the hard line. You remember what the two things are?
Yes.
The Green Bay arrest.
Yeah.
The death of Mark Tuinay.
And the death of Mark Tuinay. They refused to talk about either of those two incidents for some crazy reason. So we're going to bring you a truncated version of the Green Bay arrest. This is the last minute before the cop actually apprehended me and tore my shirt and was very brutal with me, even though I was in full compliance.
And at the end, turns off your phone, right?
Yeah.
What happened?
Huh?
There we go. What happened?
Well, I just went on by him. Now, we got the sound of sirens out here.
So have you found a way out yet?
Working on it.
Well, where are you? Where are you? You got to do some play-by-play here, Gordo.
Well, I'm walking up under the bleachers right now, up under the stadium, you know, where they have the concession and all that business.
Okay, right. Well, you're about to be out of there.
Yeah, you are about to be out of there,
right.
Aren't you? Has the worst passed yet?
Huh?
Has the worst passed?
I think so.
Okay, well then get out of there and get back over here. And
was he talking to somebody?
What's that? All right, now there was a guy that just grabbed me.
A cop, right?
All right, that's a cop. He grabbed me by the shirt and just tore the shirt. What are you doing with the phone?
Uh-oh.
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 That's the end of it.
I think we got a mess on our hands now, don't we? Oh, boy.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
And then they went into 3 hours of Ranger talk.
Boy, you had shake voice, something fierce.
Man, not only do I have shake, but I'm also running at the
right.
same time. I'm walking. I'm doing that ridiculous power walking, trying to get out of there before the cop grabs me.
Well, I'd have had shake voice, too, if there were cops after me.
Oh, no doubt. And I'm here listening, just like everyone else, going, okay, so what happened? Where's Gordo now?
And they never told you until the very next day. Because then the guy arrested me. He puts me in the car. I got handcuffs on back behind my back. I'm taken to the, what's the county up there? Brown County Jail, whatever Green Bay's in. And thrown into a cell with a guy named Quincy, who was there on crack cocaine charges. So I immediately became his bitch in order to survive.
And you were in for 3 hours?
I was in for 3 hours. Just enough time to organize a soccer team to try to break out.
And how did you finally get out? Did the Hardline come bail you out?
Grego came and bailed me out,
okay.
Yeah.
How funny.
Grego paid for my bail, but I got a mugshot and all that kind of stuff, and that was the cover of our guy's guide once.
Awesome. What a great moment.
Yeah, and that was, 12 years ago now?
Oh,
no, 14 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, awesome stuff. Good job, Gordo.
You want to do the other one that got all the votes, the number one cop moment?
Oh, yes.
We've got that full bit.
We have that ready? We're assured that it's the full bit this time.
Yes, we've been assured.
Oh, so this has been previewed. Okay, here we go. Here is Grego interviewing our future mayor, David Kunkel.
Ryan's was not in this day.
Right.
So this is Grego trying to prove that he can drive the bus on his own.
Right. That's the whole setup to this. And it was a whole week. I think Ryan's was out for the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
And so Grego was in charge. And so he had tons of guests up in studio, and one of them happened to be David Kunkel. And Grego... This is the problem. Grego isn't... His strength is never doing the formatics, coming in and out of breaks. So they panic him. It panics him so much coming in and out of breaks that he gears all his energy towards that. Well, then he comes out of the break, he gets that done, and he sighs, lets out a sigh of relief and realizes he has no questions prepared for the chief. And he panics.
We are talking with the number one cop in Dallas, the number one cop, the commissioner, chief of police, David Kunkel. What, do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job. It's,
That wasn't the question. Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love, maybe I didn't understand the question.
Was, okay. I mean, do you like being chief of police?
What is that?
What? How confused was Chief Kunkel at that moment?
Poor guy, he's trying to answer the question.
Seems like a pretty obvious question.
Yes. And Gregor asked the same question three times.
Man, what a moment.
Classic.
All right, Gordo, 8:49 here on Sports Radio 13.